Republicans and Democrats in the United States have stopped their warring, temporarily, to congratulate the US women's soccer team. They've done something quite remarkable, claiming their fourth Women's World Cup soccer title, beating the Netherlands 2-0 in France. Despite some early Dutch resistance, America's Starch largely dominated the final, much to the delight of fans back home on the other side of the Atlantic. North America correspondent James Glenday reports from Washington.
In packed pubs across America, the celebration started even before the final whistle went. The USA team has been so dominant in recent years, most thought another record-breaking World Cup win was always in the bag.
Was the result ever in doubt?
No.
No? You're always going to win?
Yeah. I mean, it was a brilliant win and a brilliant game, and that this is a team that truly understands how to play football on the global stage, where it's way beyond just playing the game, but it's about representing ideals and representing people and speaking to a whole nation.
Crosses!
In France, the top-ranked US side had scored inside the first 15 minutes of every game it had played, but the unfancied Netherlands repeatedly frustrated the defending champions, thanks largely to some stunning saves.
He fires, that's blocked as well.
It was only after a scoreless first hour that the Dutch defence gave way. Striker Alex Morgan copped a high boot to the chest in the box, sparking a video review, and Megan Rapinoe made no mistake from the penalty spot. 8 minutes later, the lead was doubled by a Rose Lavelle run and sensational strike, and the match was effectively over as a contest.
Cutting, shooting, go!
The victorious team will be welcomed home to New York with a ticker tape parade. Rapinoe won both the Golden Ball and Golden Boot, the awards for top player and top goal scorer.
It's unbelievable just to know all of the people in our group that put in so much work, obviously the players. We have all our friends and family here. It's surreal. I don't know how to feel right now.
Amidst the excitement in the US, there was also a lot of criticism for the way this final was scheduled. Two other major men's soccer games are being played today too, taking some attention away from this marquee match.
Yeah, it's a bit short-sighted, and it would not happen if it were the Men's World Cup final.
It's really frustrating, but I'm not shocked, and it's inevitable. And unfortunately, like, women's sports is still not really as widely appreciated as, I mean, it just is what it is. Like, I'm not, like, one of those crazy feminists, but, like, it is what it is.
Soccer administrators, however, are still pleased with how this tournament in France panned out. They're hopeful it'll mark a turning point in the way the women's game is viewed by the media, sponsors and fans, and help grow it both here in the US and abroad. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.